Our first guest is Natasha Pernicka, Executive Director of the Food Pantries of the Capital District. They've been feeding the hungry since 1979, helping food pantries provide groceries for 2.7 million meals annually. Natasha has spent nearly 20 years in the nonprofit sector in human resources, focusing on serving our community members in need. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you so much for having me.
So maybe lead off, tell us a little bit about the food pantries in the Capital District.
Sure. The food pantries for the Capital District, we're a coalition of more than 60 different food pantries locally in Albany, Rensselaer, Saratoga, and Schenectady counties. And we help support our members by providing funding, purchasing, collecting, and delivering food. We provide a forum for networking, coordination of services, education, and training. Every year, there's more than 47,000 individuals who are seeking assistance from the food pantries right here in our own community.
So if New York offers SNAP benefits, formerly known as food stamps, why do people need food pantries?
Sure. So the SNAP program is a supplemental nutrition program. So it's not designed to provide all of the food resources that an individual or family needs throughout the year. On average, SNAP benefits can provide 3 out of 4 weeks of food for a family during the year, each month. So a lot of people will turn to a food pantry at the end of the month when they're running out of their resources. And when a person goes to a food pantry, they'll walk away with a minimum of 3 days worth of grocery items. Some pantries are able to provide more than that, but it's a minimum of 3 days worth of grocery food to take home.
How is the food pantries for the Capital District different from the food bank?
That's a great question. The regional food bank is the major source of food for the individual food pantries. So the pantries, the individual food pantries, are a place that if you're in need of food, you're an individual or a family, you would go to an individual food pantry to actually get the food. The pantries get most of the food they distribute from the regional food bank. And our organization is a coalition of the individual pantries. So we work together to do what no one of us could do alone.
And who are the typical clients for the Capital Region Food Pantry?
That's a great question. It's hard to answer because the typical people who are seeking assistance from pantries are just everyday people. We have about 37% of people seeking assistance are children, and about 7% are older adults. So you have individuals, you have families. In a recent client survey we did, 30% of the people who answered actually work. So there are people in your own daily life that you probably would be surprised to find out are utilizing food pantries to help them make ends meet.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a lot of the same people that stay in this program for a long time?
That's interesting because what we find is on average, people are visiting a pantry 5 times a year, but really that's an average. So some people, they might have an unexpected medical bill or their car breaks and they can't get to work. And so it's just a temporary crisis where they just need extra food to get through a month or two. Mm-hmm. And then you have other people who are chronically living in poverty and they're never going to have enough money to make ends meet. And so they might be using a pantry once or twice a month. And that is how they helps them get resources every month. So there's a wide variety of reasons people seek assistance from a pantry.
Mm-hmm. With that kind of fluctuation, I mean, this next question obviously is variable, but how many people roughly are hungry in the New York Capital Region?
So we use Feeding America's statistics when we talk about food insecurity. And when we talk about hunger here, we're really talking about food insecurity. So food insecurity means that you might not necessarily be starving, but you don't have adequate resources or access to nutritious food for a healthy and active life. So that means maybe a parent is skipping their own meal so that their kid has food for breakfast, or you're buying cheap quality food that doesn't provide the adequate nutrition that you need. So according to Feeding America, there's approximately 97,000 people considered food insecure in the Capital Region. In Rensselaer County specifically, it's about 11.8% of the total population. So if you think about it, it's more than 1 in 10 people.
Wow.
Right here in our own community don't have the resources that they need.
So now, and why is that? I mean, the Capital Region is one of the wealthiest states in the world's wealthiest nation. Why is that?
These food insecurity trends are very similar to our national rates of food insecurity. So we're not unique in America. Across America, rural, urban, and suburban areas are all struggling with food insecurity. The big difference, it's economic inequality. What we're finding is that, you know, it's not just people living in poverty with lower incomes, but it's creeping up to people who are working. There's actually some really interesting information that United Way has put out called the ALICE report. It stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. And if you look up United Way, they break down what it costs to survive. So this isn't thriving, but this is what you need to earn to have your basic needs met. Mm-hmm. Shelter, housing, transportation, food. And it's far below what many, many people are working for in our community and across the nation.
So it sounds like the ALICE report addresses underemployment and the issues surrounding underemployment. Yeah, would that be accurate?
I think it's more about wages that people are earning. Mm-hmm. And what does it really take to provide for an individual or a family in order to not need assistance. And I think there's a lot of stigma about people seeking assistance as well. And that's one of the things that we try to raise awareness about. If there's more than 1 in 10 people struggling with food insecurity, that's a systemic issue. You know, you can't go and say, oh, it's this person's fault. We need to walk in each other's shoes to understand the challenges that people are facing. And the ALICE report provides some concrete data showing what people need to have in resources to just get the bare minimum met.
So did this report come out this past year?
It did.
So yeah. How would it potentially impact the food pantries of the Capital Region or other organizations in terms of your strategy for how to address hunger, social issues?
Well, one of the things that we're doing at the food pantries for the Capital District is filling the gap. So it's filling the gap between the 97,000 people who are considered food insecure and the 47,000 people seeking assistance. We want to reduce the stigma for people to know that go get the help. It's available. So if you're looking in your refrigerator or your pantry right now and thinking, what am I going to feed my family tomorrow? You can reach out to thefoodpantries.org or call us at 518-458-1167 to be referred to the pantry that serves your community. We're also trying to look at the transportation system and just raise awareness that as a community, we want to do better. So our Filling the Gap food pantry system and community needs assessment is looking at a lot of the factors that prevent people from having the food that they need, and then how do we connect them to local food pantries?
Mm-hmm. You know, with stigma comes stress, and with unsurety comes stress. And I there must be a direct correlation between this problem and the health problems that people are dealing with.
Yeah, hunger directly impacts chronic health diseases, diabetes, heart disease. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the feast and famine cycle, but this is something that happens in particular to people who are utilizing SNAP or food stamp, is that when the resources come in at the beginning of the month, people have the money, they spend the money, they eat, the resources dwindle, and by the end of the month, they don't have enough food. And that feast and famine cycle can really wreak havoc on people's lives, especially with diabetes and other chronic diseases, that nutrition plays an important role in maintaining and preventing it from becoming worse.
Do you feel that the food pantries of the Capital District, that there's an element of community building that happens in your initiatives? We had a woman from Linda O'Malley from the Oakwood Community Center here, and she was talking about having dinners and bringing people together in community around food. Is that one of your goals as an organization, to not only address this kind of food deficit, but also to kind of honestly and warmly bring people together.
So on our end, since we're a coalition of the food pantries, not the people who seek assistance from food pantries, our community is bringing the food pantry coordinators together. And the food pantry coordinators can learn from each other, understand what the trends are. We're able to get some of the big picture information and also do volunteer and information referral. And then they can learn from each other what they're doing in their own communities for the community building. However, I should mention that with our Filling the Gap project, we are identifying particular communities within our region that are more underserved than others. Some of the more underserved areas specifically in Troy are North Troy and South Troy. And what we're going to be doing in the next year is bringing together community members and providers in the area to identify what are the specific gaps here and what are the things that we need to work on to make sure that there are food resources available in those specific geographic areas. So facilitating the conversation to solve problems is something that we strive to do.
So going off in a different direction, how did you get involved in this line of work to start with?
Me?
Yes.
Me personally. It's not very interesting because I honestly just always wanted to, I just wanted to help people. And so.
That's so unglamorous.
I know, it's not a very interesting story. I have to come up with a fake story. But I started off just wanting to help people, and I knew someone who worked in the nonprofit sector, and I started at a very small nonprofit helping people and just found my place. And I think the role at the food pantries for the Capital District really suits me in that it's facilitating the helpers. Like, we get to help the helpers. And for me, that's very satisfying because the big picture work, you know, when you're down there on the ground level, making sure our pantry shelves stocked, we have enough food for all the people that are coming in today. So, you know, they're focusing on the day to day, and we can take a step and say, Here's some things that we can work on together, and bringing people together is very inspiring for me, working with all of the great pantry coordinators and volunteers that make this system happen.
So we have like about a minute left. Are there any things that, you know, we haven't brought up here that you'd like to bring up, or maybe events coming up or anything like that?
Well, really, just to wrap up, because, you know, there's a couple different things. One is, if someone's out there listening and they need assistance, please use us as a resource to help you find your local providers. You can go to our website at thefoodpantries.org or call us at 518-458-1167 during the week. We can help connect you to services. And if you're listening and you're saying, wow, I'd like to get more involved with this, this is something that I care about, you can also reach out to us. We work with a lot of volunteers, and there's a lot of opportunities to get involved. Again, it's thefoodpantries.org or 518-458-1167. This is truly a charitable endeavor, in that this is a community-based program. It's not a government-supported community service. And it really is, we rely on the community to make sure that we have enough food out there to meet the need.
Well, great. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
That was Natasha Pernicka, Executive Director of the Food Pantries for the Capital District. I'm going to repeat one more time our contact information. For more information about the food pantries, visit thefoodpantries.org online.